T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.com. Jamie Eisenberg is back from CBSSports.com and CBS HQ. You hear him on CBS Sports Radio every Saturday night at 10. Sunday morning breakfast at Tiffany's at 11 a.m. Eastern as well with Eye on Fantasy. How you doing, Jamie? The fans are lined up. The phones are full. You ready?
I'm ready, man. Good to talk to you.
All right, here we go. Trey in New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, hi, Jamie. How you doing? Thanks to you, I got two buys, and I got one league I need some help in tonight.
All right, Jay. Good to hear from you, bud.
All right. I need it's a standard league. I need one receiver, one running back. I got Tyler Boyd, Chris Godwin, and Mark Ingram. And I'm already starting Mike Evans because it's a two wide receiver league. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Godwin's the easy one now that DeSean Jackson's been ruled out. And then it comes down to, if it was a PPR league, I'd say go with Boyd. But I think if the weather's going to be bad, the Saints will lean a little bit more on their run game. And so I'd go with Ingram over Boyd.
All right, there you go, Trey. Let's try Eric in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Thanks, dude.
I need to pick two out of the three. I got T.Y. Hilton, Robert Woods, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
It's a good group to have. Juju's the easy one. Against the Raiders, I think that's a no-brainer. And then if T.Y. Hilton's healthy, he's got a great track record against the Texans. I think they're going to be throwing a lot just based on how the run defense is for Houston and what Andrew Luck's going to have to do. So I would lean toward Hilton, but obviously if Hilton's out, you have a great fallback option in Robert Woods.
All right, there you go, Eric. 855-212-4CBS. Mike in Pennsylvania.
Hey, guys. I need two wide receivers, half-point league. I got Diggs, Ridley, Scantling, Samuel from Carolina, and Humphreys.
I think Diggs is the easy one. And then I'd probably just play it safe and go with Humphreys over Ridley. He's been so good with his production, the last basically 6 weeks, but certainly he scored 3 weeks in a row, and he's, got a real good rapport going right now with Jameis Winston, and again, no DeSean Jackson is going to help him a lot.
All right, there you go, Mike. 855-212-4CBS, 4227 to get on with Jamie Eisenberg and talk about your fantasy playoffs. Ryan in New Mexico.
Hey, guys, I hope all is well.
Cool, man.
Hey, Jamie. So I have four running backs, and obviously one of them is Barkley. So there's no doubt about him. I'm going to start him. But the other three are McCoy, and he's playing the Jets. So that's the only good game he had this year, and so he's a consideration. And then I have Ingram and Peterson. I need to use one of them, and then the other option is my flex is Robert Woods, so I don't think I'd start any other of those left over as far as my flex. I think Robert Woods is going to be my flex, but would you start any of those under Robert Woods as your flex, and then who should I use as my running back because I'm not going to bench Barkley, obviously?
If it's a non-PPR league, I would go with McCoy and Ingram. If it is a PPR league, I would go with McCoy and Woods.
There you go. I mean, I got to ask you. So with that guy's question, and he was a great guy. I love everybody in New Mexico. I just at about the a minute and a half point, I lost track of like what he was asking. I mean, I just like for me at about the 90-second point, like I was ready to jump off a cliff.
I thought that was your new co-host. He was
no. No, but I love that guy. I just wanted to say how much I love him. But at one point, there was a point when I was ready to finally just end it. Greg, I don't know what it. I lost track. Like, I remember I was on Letterman one night, and the guy asked me one question, and I talked for 11 minutes. That's all I know. And he's like, and Paul was like, do you remember the question? And Letterman was like, no, I don't. But that was a great guest. He asked me one question. I talked for 11 minutes. I was soaking wet, too, when I got off the set. I was so nervous. Greg, it was great, though, doing it. I can go to my grave that I went on Letterman twice. Greg in Alaska.
Okay. Two quick questions for you, please. PPR league, should I start at flex Sony Michel or Joe Mixon? And then for my receivers, I have Edelman and Gordon. Should I start them both, or should I take one out and put in either DJ Moore or maybe even Deshaun Hamilton?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for this man. I mean, if you're concerned about the Patriots, it's because obviously there's a seat there that not everyone will do well. You could play more of Josh in the PPR. I'll say this, though. The Dolphins are down Xavier Howard, who is by far their best cornerback, and now they're probably going to play Minka Fitzpatrick or rookie on Gordon and Bobby McCain in the slot, or maybe moving some other guys around. But it should be a field day for Brady just based on that opportunity. So you're not going to be in a bad position to play both Patriots. And then I like Mixon and Michelle, but in PPR, Michelle doesn't catch the ball. He's got 7 catches on the season. Mixon will be a little bit involved in that, and they both.
All right, let me put him on hold, and we'll try to get him to call from somewhere other than Havana. I mean, Jesus. It sounds like he's in Cuba talking to me on the phone. It's just embarrassing. I mean, after a while, I've had enough. I just can't even take it anymore. Mafia's, like, over there. He's ready to, like, he's loading his gun. He's just had it. He's like, I've had it. There's no more negotiations. All right, let's go to Brad in South Carolina. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Yo, what up, Jamie? Always love your fantasy insight. I got two questions. Full PPR. Todd Gurley's one of my running backs. I need to start either Aaron Jones or David Johnson. And at quarterback position, do I roll with Jared Goff, or should I take a risk and go with Baker Mayfield? Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. Aaron Jones is the easy one for me. He's just been great, really, for the last 5 weeks or so, and good matchup at home against the Falcons. And then I'm going to go Baker Mayfield over Jared Goff. The Panthers defense, I know Ron Rivera's taking over things, but I can't imagine he's going to fix things like the problems that they have right away. And so home game for Baker, I think he does a little bit better than Goff on the road against the Bears.
How many playoff leagues are you in for this next 3 weeks, Jamie, that you're involved in? How many leagues?
Yeah, I made it in 15 of the 22 leagues that I was in. So hopefully take almost 2 championships.
So you're in 15 playoffs.
Yes.
Wow, that's insane. I mean, that is just crazy. And you're hoping to win at least 2 championships.
Oh, I'm hoping for 15, but that's obviously not realistic. So, try to win more than you lose.
I think you'll win a 12-pack of championships, at least 12 championships, and your Corona will find its lime.
I like the sound of that.
There you go. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia. You're on with Jamie.
Hey, should I, in a standard league, go with Chris Godwin or Josh Gordon?
That's a tough one because both are in good spots. I think Gordon's ceiling is a little bit higher, just given the fact, again, no Xavier Howard. Brady, I think, has a, not necessarily a statement game to the level of he's going to go for like 304, 305 touchdowns, but I could see 302 here. He hasn't had the greatest of seasons, but this is a safe spot for him, just given no pass rush, no secondary. He can almost have a 7-on-7 drill if he wants to. So Gordon would be my choice.
There you go, Steve. Have a good weekend. Brooks in Myrtle Beach.
Hey, excuse me. Thanks for taking my call.
That's all right. Brooks is snapping tubes in his garage.
Yeah, right. I standard league, I'm looking to fill a flex spot. I got Chris Carson, Cortland Sutton, and Tyler Boyd. But then yesterday I had a guy offer me a trade for Jared Cook for Samuels from Pittsburgh. What do you think?
You'd be getting Samuels?
I'd be getting Samuels. I'd be giving away Cook. I got Gronk as a tight end as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad move to make if you're just looking for a one-week situation. And Samuels would be your best flex option. So if you're not going to play Cook and you feel comfortable with Gronk, then that's an okay trade to make. The only problem would be is that Cook has been better than Gronk, and so you're basically giving away the better. I mean, look, Gronk has been bad. He hasn't played well at all this season. So if you're just looking at it from the guys that you have, does Samuels and Gronk make more sense than, let's say, Sutton and Cook? If you're just looking for the one-week situation, then I'd make the trade. If you're looking for the rest of the year, then Cook has been better.
All right, Chris in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
Yes, Jamie, I lost A.J. Green and Emmanuel Sanders, so I'm down to Josh Gordon, Allen Robinson, Larry Fitzgerald, or Zay Jones. I need two of those in a PPR, and I am playing James White and Kenyon Drake as my flex. So I hear you like Gordon, but two of those
four. Yeah, of the guys, yeah, look, that's a good fallback option. A lot of people lost A.J. Green or Emmanuel Sanders, and in some cases, like you both, they don't have a guy like Josh Gordon on their bench, so that's a good situation for you. And then Fitzgerald's in a good spot also. You know, the Lions secondary is beatable. No more Christian Kirk, so he should get an uptick in targets. And I think he'll avoid Darius Slay as much as possible because they will probably still keep him in the slot as much as they can. So I think that's a good fallback option for you for the injuries that you sustain.
All right, second half of calls. Load them up, 855-212-4227 to talk to Jamie. Don't forget he's on Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11, both Eastern time. Saturday night, 10, Sunday morning, 11 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. All right, we got Jamie Eisenberg on. It's the fantasy playoffs. It's the best time of the year. It's all happening. Tons of fans are on the phones ready to talk to Jamie. Let's go right to the second half. Jeff in Virginia, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I actually have two questions. I have either to start Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees at quarterback. And then in my PPR league, it's going to be between Nick Chubb, Tarik Cohen, or Adrian Peterson. I can only pick one.
That's a great group to have. First off, I go Rodgers at quarterback. I think this is one of those statement games for him after McCarthy being fired, but it's a good home spot for him against the Falcons. And then I think just given the PPR scoring, Tarik Cohen's a little bit better than Nick Chubb, but it's hard to go against Nick Chubb. The one thing that could sway it in a major way for Nick Chubb would be Duke Johnson's status. He is dealing with a death in the family, and so it's not a guarantee that he's going to play. It looks like he is, but it really comes down to, I think, if you feel more comfortable with Tarik Cohen and that upside play, that's the guy I would use.
Let's go to Mike in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So I play in a standard non-PPR league. I have to pick two out of the following four for my flex. I got LeSean McCoy, Jalen Samuels, Robert Woods, or Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I think Samuels, just given what the upside could be there as the lead guy of the Connor replacements. And then this could be a good spot for Dalvin Cook. The Seahawks run defense has been suspect at times. You know, you saw last week with what Jeff Wilson was able to do, catching the ball in the backfield. I think that's where Dalvin Cook will have a chance to make some plays. So, you have four very good options there, but I like Dalvin Cook, the second best behind Samuel.
All right, there you go, Mike. Have a good weekend. Jared in Florida, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
What's up, man? Should I play Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, or pick up Josh Allen off the waivers for my full PPR league?
I'll tell you what, man, I think Josh Allen's in a good spot this week. I know it's tough to trust him, especially, you know, when you're talking about guys like Russell Wilson and Jared Goff, but I think the upside is in his side. With what he's been able to do running the ball, you know, 99 rushing yards 2 games ago, over 100 rushing yards last week, and then he's facing a Jets team that has allowed 21 or more points in 8 of the last 9 games, including Matt Barkley, who started for Allen when he had that elbow problem. So I think that's the ceiling play. Now, obviously, the floor play is with those other two guys. I have them actually 3 in a row. Allen 13, Wilson 14, Goff 15. I play Allen, though.
All right, there you go, Jared. 855-212-4CBS. Sam in Vegas.
Oh, shake it up.
Oh, shake it up.
Hey, so I have a running back and a receiver question. I have Lamar Miller, Samuels, Blunt, Mac, White, Howard, Edwards, and Ware available. And then for my receiver question, I have Stephon Diggs and starting. I'm thinking about picking up maybe Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I stick with the receivers you had. You listed a lot of running backs there. I think Lamar Miller and James White are the ones that stood out to me. Again, the Dolphins defense is really banged up, and White, even with the return of Rex Burkett, just still get enough touches to be successful. And Lamar Miller's been on an incredible roll right now against the Jags defense. That's just not very good. Excuse me, against the Texans defense is not very good.
Jamie on a roll tonight. I mean, he is just absolutely tearing it up with the fans. Call in now. It's now or never. Moses in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I got a quick question about a PPR league that I'm in. I need a tight end and a flex position. I got Jalen Samuels, Rob Gronkowski, Tre'Quan Smith, and Joe Mixon. And in this league, Jalen Samuels counts as both a running back and a tight end.
I think, you know, it's strange to say, but I would play Samuels over Gronk at the tight end spot. But it sounds like Gronk is your second best option, so you probably just play those two guys. I would not be surprised if this is a breakout game for Gronk, but I feel like I've been saying that for weeks. But again, the Dolphins are just really banged up defensively, and they're going to be thin in the secondary. So, you know, Brady, I think, could have a field day. So I'd play Gronk and Samuels.
All right, there you go, Moses. Did you ever think Moses would call our show? I never knew it was, like, popular in the Holy Land. Steve in Vegas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I had a stupid question, but maybe not that stupid. The better defense, Cleveland or the Bears this week?
Yeah, you know, with Cam Newton's shoulder, I understand where you're going. I still think I'd play the Bears just because, you know, weather could be an issue for Jared Goff. We see sometimes with these, you know, players that are used to being in a certain region, they struggle from time to time. It's been a track record for Derek Carr, for example, when he's had to play in cold weather, he struggled. Goff doesn't have the same sample size yet, but that could be a situation of going into Chicago if the weather's bad, especially with a night game. So would not be surprising if the Bears defense still holds. And by the way, Scotty, it is, you know, Hanukkah, so that's probably why Moses is calling.
I believe you're right about that. Happy Hanukkah, by the way.
Thank you.
What is it, night six or something like that right now?
I believe so, yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying to keep up on all of my holidays. Very important. Kevin in Boston on the Hub.
Hey, Pharrell. Hey, Jamie. I just want to let you guys know you're both the god at what you do. You guys are the best in the business.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jamie, quick question. Just like you, I had eight teams. Six of them made the playoffs. This is my best team at 11-2. I got Rodgers, Gurley, and Michelle in there for running back and quarterback. I have Thielen, Edelman, and Humphreys as wide receiver, but I'm looking for a flex to maybe take out Humphreys. And my choice is Gordon, Lockett, or David Moore.
I don't think you can make a bad choice between Humphreys or Gordon. If it's PPR, I'm going to go Humphreys. If it's non-PPR, I think Gordon is your, you know, high upside play just because, Humphreys has been on a nice little roll here with the touchdowns, but at some point that's going to stop. Just keep an eye on the weather in Tampa. If it's bad, then it's easier to go with Gordon. If the weather's fine, you could just stick with Humphreys because it sounds like that's the guy that's in your lineup right now. And I'm always against, you know, those last-minute changes because it ends up going the wrong way.
All right, there you go, Kevin. Carlos in Miami on QAM. Yo, Carlos.
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up when you said my name. How are you guys?
I'm all right. Go ahead. What's up?
All right. PPR League, the playoffs. For my flex, I'm thinking I have Josh Gordon right now, but I'm thinking Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I think, you know, Ridley could be good. But, you know, we've seen him really have two amazing games. They both came against the Saints. Better at home than on the road, better indoors, as most of the Falcons have been, than outdoors. I think he could play well, but I'm much more confident with Gordon. Again, Carlos, you know the Dolphins if you're down here in Miami. That secondary right now is very beat up, so I think Gordon could have a big game without Xavier Howard there.
All right, Carlos, have a good weekend. Jim in New Hampshire. Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Miserable.
Hey, so I just had a question. I got Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, Joe Mixon. They're both questionable. I'm just curious who I should go with this weekend.
If that's your choices, just between those two guys, I do expect both to play. Hilton has a great track record against the Texans. This is their season on the line this week. So my guess is it's going to be an Andrew Luck game. He was great in terms of luck against the Texans the first time around. That was an overtime game, but I think the way to beat the Texans is throwing the ball, and T.Y. Hilton should have the chance for a big game.
All right, last guy, Brandon in Pennsylvania.
What's up? Big money league, Mitchell Trubisky or Russell Wilson?
You know, Trubisky certainly could play well here. The Rams defense has been a little suspect, but they're a different group when Aqib Talib is on the field, and we really haven't seen a full game yet of Talib with Dante Fowler, so better pass rush, better secondary. Trubisky coming back from the injury, who knows how good he's going to be. I would lean,
you know, away from Trubisky this week just because I'm a little bit concerned about what the upside could be with him.
All right, have a great Hanukkah. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend in your fantasy leagues and enjoy all the games on Sunday on Pain Day. We'll see you next week, Jamie. Fantastic stuff tonight. Don't forget to catch Jamie tomorrow night at 10, Sunday morning at 11, those times Eastern on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
You're the best, Pharrell. Take care.
All right, Jamie Eisenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.